looks into my eyes and tells me I'm the prize. I love it when she lies.
I love it when she lies. Greg Trooper, hier met een track van zijn album Make It Through the Night, uitgebracht door Sugar Hill Records. En daarvoor natuurlijk Back to the Beach met Mike Eiken, van zijn album Just Added Salt, uitgebracht door Aspiron en Northwind. Back to the Beach, well, in de Krimpende Maart, we don't have any beach. How about that?
But you have a lot of water.
Oh, you have a lot of water, that's true.
That's good too.
Yeah, but it's fresh water anyway.
Yeah, right.
And you said, the only thing I got to do is just add salt.
Just add salt.
Well, it's like your album, isn't it?
It is. That one's the first album on Hesperian Records. And Just Add Salt meant many things to different people. To sailors, yeah. Just Add Salt meant the sea, and that was the spice of life. To drinkers, yeah. Just Add Salt was maybe how you'd make a margarita or how you'd make, so Just Add Salt can mean many things.
When we are here at Honky Tonk, in a cafe, they call it in Holland, and they give you peanuts, but salted peanuts.
Just Add Salt.
That means getting thirsty.
It does.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I was gonna
salt say, and salt to your life.
Actually. And salt to your life. That's really what I meant. That the way you live your life, or I hope that my music would add salt to anybody's life that listened to it. Would give a little bit. Salt does? A little bit extra.
Yeah.
It's interesting talking about the sea and the water aspect of the music. The first three CDs and Just Add Salt. We recorded on a studio that Amy and I have that we built into a 1941 80-foot tugboat. We found a tugboat, an old Navy World War II tug, that had the engines all taken out and the tanks were removed. And we found it like that, and the whole area, and in a tugboat everything is engine, and that whole area below the water was open, and we converted that into a pro recording studio. It was a lot of fun. The Hula Girl Highway I did in Nashville, but everything up to that we recorded on the tugboat, and it was interesting to do.
Ja, dat moet ik even vertalen, luisteraar. Natuurlijk, Mike vertelde me net dat hij samen met zijn vrouw kwamen ze dus in Norfolk, strompelde binnen en zochten eigenlijk een soort studio en kwamen toen een oude sleepboot tegen in Norfolk, en daar natuurlijk een marine wharf. So they zagen daar een oude sleepboot. En die sleepboot, the name was Bay Queen. De machines waren eruit gehaald. En ook de tanks waren eruit, dus de fuel tanks. En dat hield dus over dat er een hele hoop ruimte was. En daar hebben zij natuurlijk, maritiem als ze zijn, hun geluidsstudio gemaakt. En was natuurlijk wel even leuk, hè? He's still watching your studio, the owner of the tugboat.
He is. So. Yeah, he's a very good friend and he's watching the studio.
Oh, that's
true.
We gaan met een kijkje op de klok wel even door natuurlijk, want we hebben nog veel meer muziek van Mike Eiken. Nog een mooie track van zijn nieuwe album Hula Girl Highway. En we willen natuurlijk straks ietsjes meer weten over die titel van die song, hè? Hula Girl Highway. Hoe komt die daar nou aan? Nou, we gaan eerst even luisteren naar Blowing Like a Bandit.